This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a warm welcome upon his arrival in France. Upon landing, he was greeted at the airport by France's Minister of the Armed Forces, Sébastien Lecornu, while the Indian community in Paris gathered to offer their heartfelt greetings. The Prime Minister then attended a dinner hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron for the leaders participating in the AI summit. During the dinner, Prime Minister Modi also interacted with the US Vice President J.D. Vance, and he and President Macron shared a warm hug and a candid moment. Mr. Modi later stated on social media that he was delighted to meet his friend President Macron. The Prime Minister is set to take part in the AI Action Summit, where India is the co-chair with the objective of establishing global AI standards and promoting responsible AI development. He will also engage in key bilateral discussions, including talks with the President aimed at further strengthening India-France relations. Important bilateral deals are also expected to be signed between India and France. The tour also includes a visit to the historic French city of Marseille, where Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the first Indian consulate in France. This inauguration is particularly important for the Indian community in southern France and is expected to play a key role in the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke extensively about the importance of nutrition, mental health and holistic development while interacting with the students during the 8th edition Pariksha Pe Charcha program in New Delhi yesterday. He urged children to embrace seasonal fruits, avoid junk food and manage stress. Talking about millets, Mr. Modi highlighted that they were known as a superfood in India.
2023 mein United Nations ne 23 ko year of the millet kehke ghoshit kiya tha aur puri duniya mein millet ko promote kiya aur ye Bharat ka prastav tha. भारत सरकार का बड़ा आग्रह है कि पोषण के संबंध में बहुत ही जागरूकता होनी चाहिए. कई बीमारियों को रोकने का काम पोषण से हो जाता है. और मिलेट को क्या कहते हैं हमारे यहाँ, सुपर फूड कहते हैं.
Mr. Modi also shared tips to students on time management, strategies, effective leadership and significance of hobbies while addressing parental pressure on career choices. Both Houses of Parliament held discussion on Union Budget 2025-26 yesterday. In the Rajya Sabha, taking part in the debate, Leader of the House J.P. Nadda listed several measures taken by the government in different sectors, including manufacturing. He was responding to the Congress members' allegations on decline in the share of manufacturing in the country's GDP. Earlier, initiating the discussion, P. Chidambaram of Congress quoted Economic Survey 2025 saying that in 2014, the share of manufacturing was 15.07%, but in 2019, it fell to 13.46% and to 12.93% in 2023. In the Lok Sabha, participating in discussion on the Union Budget, BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur said, "Record budgetary allocations have been made in the budget for every sector and this budget is for national welfare." He said, "The Indian economy scaled new heights under the NDA government and reached the fifth spot." He expressed confidence that India will become the third largest economy in the next 3 years. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda asserted that the government is committed to eliminate lymphatic filariasis (LF) from the country by 2027, while seeking active community involvement to achieve the goal. Mr. Nadda was speaking after the launch of the annual Nationwide Mass Drug Administration Campaign for LF Elimination through a video conference yesterday. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh launched India's first indigenous automated biomedical waste treatment rig named Srijanam at AIIMS New Delhi yesterday. Developed by the CSIR National Institute for Interdisciplinary Science and Technology, NIIST in Thiruvananthapuram, the rig is the first of its kind in the country. Speaking on the occasion, the minister called for a paradigm shift from waste to wealth and emphasized the importance of sustainability and environmental concerns. At the Para Archery Asia Cup, India finished their campaign with a total of 12 medals, including 6 gold, 3 silver and 3 bronze to top the overall tally in Thailand. On the final day of the continental competition, India won a total of 6 medals, including 2 gold medals, 1 in women's compound, open event by Sarita, and another in men's compound category by Shyam Sundar Swami. And that is the end of this news bulletin.